This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Ever since the president gave his tacit endorsement of a pro-Obama super PAC, only one liberal donor has stepped up with a seven-figure donation. That would be comedian Bill Maher. The donation puts Maher in the big leagues with some two dozen others who've written record-breaking checks in the 2012 presidential campaign. This is another installment in our ongoing series profiling some of these million-dollar donors, and NPR's Kerry Kahn tells us about Maher's million.
Maher waited until the end of his hour-long comedy stand-up act streaming live on Yahoo last month to bring out the big check.
Tonight, I would like to give that pack $1 million.
Maher hasn't been a big political donor in the past. His usual checks stretch into the four figures and mostly have gone to fellow comedian-turned-politician Al Franken. But Maher told that very enthusiastic Northern California crowd he hopes others will follow his lead.
And if there's one takeaway from tonight, it is, you know, for all the rich liberals out there, if Bill Maher can do it, you can do it too.
Unfortunately for Priorities USA Action, the big donors haven't ponied up, or at least not yet. It could be because of the heat Maher's gotten from conservative women's groups since the donation. They're upset over graphic, off-color remarks Maher has a habit of making about women, mostly about Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann. Penny Nance, who heads Concerned Women for America, says she's upset that liberals were outraged when Rush Limbaugh made a sexist slur against a Georgetown law student, but are silent about Maher's repeated vulgarity.
He has no respect for conservative women. He finds us distasteful. He says all kinds of really ugly things about us. And I don't expect Bill Maher to change, but I do expect the President of the United States to really carefully think through the people that he aligns himself with and who he accepts money from.
Nance has launched an online campaign to get the pro-Obama super PAC to return Maher's check. By law, President Obama cannot coordinate any actions of the super PAC, but when asked by a reporter, the president's spokesman Jay Carney did comment on the anti-Maher campaign.
We are not and cannot be the arbitrator of every statement that everybody makes in the policy and political arena.
Carney added that Mr. Obama does not condone derogatory comments about women. Priorities USA Action is not returning Maher's check. Bill Burton, the head strategist at the Super PAC, says he's not going to defend vulgarity, but he believes the Republicans are drumming up a controversy to distract voters.
There are real issues in this race, and voters will decide between the candidates based on those real issues, not when Sarah Palin and her supporters decide that they want to get engaged and flex some of their selective outrage.
Democratic fundraisers say they aren't worried about the controversy deterring donors or the current advantage Republicans have in super PAC funds. Democratic political strategist Matt Rodriguez says it is only March, and liberal donors aren't even focused on the race yet.
I think all in good time. I think some of these money numbers will start to even out.
Maher declined to be interviewed for this story. He remains unapologetic and just last week wrote an op-ed piece for the New York Times. He called for a national day of no outrage, where both sides, he says, stop pretending to be so offended by bad jokes and puns. And he likes to say that $1 million, well, it was money well spent. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.